Hi, this is Julie Jakopik, and this is an iLead Strategies podcast. The topic for today is martyrdom, and whether what we're doing is martyrdom or dedication, and how we get our lives back. I started my career working with low-income families, and I took my work very seriously. Hopefully not myself, but I took my work very seriously, and I found it really hard to be happy when people I was working with were not. I found it really hard to go home and be joyful when people I knew and I'd spent my day with didn't have any place to live. And I took the work incredibly seriously, and I worked incredibly long hours. And I thought it was important that I be dedicated and serious. And somehow the light switch went on eventually that all of that misery that I was sharing actually made it harder to do my job, made the people I was serving certainly didn't improve the happiness of the people I was serving, and really made the people around me crazy. And it was really easy to come home 20 minutes late again for the third night in a row and apologize to my husband for being late again. But then after all, I was doing God's work, and it was really important work that I was doing. And so it was also apparently okay at the time for me to make him miserable too, because people we cared about or I cared about were homeless. At some point, I started to figure out that I was making everyone miserable. And at some point, I actually understood that not only was my misery not helping anybody, it actually was hurting everybody around me. And if for no other reason than my combined Jewish-Catholic guilt tried to give up being so martyr-like. But I had a hard time because I also saw it as dedication. I was willing to give up anything fun, anything frivolous to serve. And I think lots of us who work in the area of change, whether that's changing our approach to the environment or working on issues around child welfare or poverty or changing the culture of an organization, sometimes confuse dedication and martyrdom. The truth is, martyrdom gets in your way, and martyrdom makes it harder. And some of the people that I work with are also entrepreneurs, and martyrdom makes your life hell as an entrepreneur and around the people around you. So what's the difference? Well, if you're really dedicated to what you're doing, you take care of yourself. You get enough rest. You don't skip exercise because you have too much work to do. You eat healthy. You have fun because you fill yourself up. Because if you don't fill yourself up, you don't have anything to give. And if you're one of those of us who are entrepreneurs and you work for yourself, it also means, and frankly, maybe anybody, it also means that you focus your time on the things that you uniquely do well. And you learn to get help with the stuff that you're maybe not so good at. Now, for me, that means gardening. I love my home. I lived in a condo for 25 years. I bought a house 5 years ago. I grew up with a mother who was pretty much a perfectionist, and the whole idea that I would ever own clothes whose sole purpose was to get dirty was mind-blowing. No less the idea that I, little princess me, was going to dig around in dirt. Well, you know what? I don't like it. For the first 3 years I lived in my house, I tried to make myself like gardening. I'm a really good cook. I'm a really terrible gardener. Amongst other things, I also don't seem to help plants thrive. Better with people, not so good with plants. So eventually, I learned to make great dinners for my friends who helped take care of my garden, because I'm good at cooking, and I shouldn't be allowed to garden because I'll just whine the whole time. I won't get it done. So I have a pretty garden, and my friends get wonderful food, and I'm not such a martyr about it. When it comes to the world of work, there are things I am really good at. I'm reasonably good at this. I'm good at creating curriculum. I'm good at helping people find what motivates them. I'm good at helping groups get along. I'm good at any number of things. Not always great on the details. Not always good about getting my paperwork done. Not always good at figuring out the tax ramifications of things. Not always good at writing the detail-oriented contract that makes sure that I get what I need and I provide what others expect of me with no surprises. And so, you know what? I hire people to help me with those things because my best time is spent talking about what I do best and doing what I do best. And I can't do those things if I don't have the help I need. And if I bring it back to my days and community service, If I didn't get help doing the stuff that I am not as good at and isn't the best use of my time, I couldn't have done what I did. And I've been able to do some pretty exciting things in the world. But there's no way I could do those things if I was also proofreading every article that everyone who worked with me wrote. There's no way I could do those things if I was making all the detailed hotel reservations and hotel contract decisions and every meal at every conference decided personally by me. There's no value add for that. The value add is what I could do when I was in front of the room. The value add is what I could do when I brought people together. So having other people take care of those details freed me up to do what I did best and enabled all of us to do what we did best and actually allowed me to dedicate my time to the change I really cared about and not so much to the details of the other things. Now, I did not get good at this overnight. I can tell you that in the year 2000, I worked every single day in the month of February, some of those days for 18 hours a day. And I learned about doing this because I also got the flu at the end of a conference that I just could not seem to kick. It took forever to get healthy. And it actually took my deciding to go ahead and be sick because somehow I thought I was earning a badge of honor to show up in that office every day because it meant I was important. And it meant I was needed. And it was proof that the world would somehow fall apart if I didn't go in yet one more Sunday. I have news for you, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely nothing I have ever done has caused the earth to spin off its axis. More importantly, nothing I've ever not done has caused the earth to spin off its axis. The sun's coming up tomorrow. Doesn't matter what I do. And an awful lot of the things that I thought were so important turned out to be A, not so important. Sometimes they didn't get done and the world was fine. And my time was so much better spent when I was healthy that it was absolutely worth finding the help I needed. Now, I know particularly for the folks we're talking to who are entrepreneurs, paying other people seems like money you don't have. But if it frees you up to do what you do best, then that money's an investment in your success and in your generating the funds to not only pay for that, but pay for the life you hope to lead. So as you think about it, really question those long hours. Question those extra days. Is it martyrdom or is it dedication? Can somebody else do it better? Or does it actually need to be done by you? Because in the end, we've got too much work to do here, folks. Too much change we want to create for the martyrdom that wipes us all out. In dedication, thanks very much for listening.